The Volume.
There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. Tons of reasons why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's fast, safe, and secure, and it has fast payouts as quick as 2 hours. There's also so many bet types, including same-game parlay bets, live betting, player props, and futures. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season with a bunch of promotions that they'll be sharing all season long on our podcast. If you've been listening along, you've heard a lot of those. There's risk-free bets and same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds markets, and more. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Catching fades. We got my guy here, man. Three-time Pro Bowler, NFL vet, LA native. I'm saying you got teammates, you know what I'm saying? Then you got homies in the league, man. I always say that. This one of my homies in the league, man. Donald Penn, what's up, baby?
What's up, man? I see I'm grabbing on my back, man. I gotta throw my jewelry on. I ain't know how you was coming today.
Nah, I ain't really coming. I just woke up. You know what I'm saying?
We were showing out today.
Nah, it's just a little t-shirt. This is just a t-shirt event. You know what I'm saying? You doing enough with the stud in the air? You feel me?
You doing right. You was the first one in that thing with the ice showing.
I be trying to tell them, man. I trying to tell them I started a lot of stuff in the league. You know what I'm saying? They don't believe it until they hear my guys tell them. You know what I'm saying? I've been on this.
Hey, oh, dog! I'm telling you, shoot! I remember I had the three Benzes, man. He had that thing going down there.
Yeah, them the good days, man. We fell in love with them cars together.
We definitely did.
What's up, man? How retirement?
It's good, man. You know, staying busy. Kids keeping me busy. Shit, I picked up golfing, so I'm trying to get that going. I've been playing some golf tournaments, but just trying to stay busy, man. Kids keep me busy. Just trying to stay busy, figure out what to do.
Kids definitely going to keep you busy. So I always start off, I bring my guests on. We got to know, I'm saying, how Donald Penn fall in love with football.
Man, you know, the good thing, I fell in love with basketball first. I didn't start playing football.
I was going to ask that, too. Look, we was going to get there. I was going to get to that.
Sophomore year of high school. So I thought I was making it to the NBA growing up. That was my whole little thing. And then, you know, my dad played basketball. And when I got to high school, I just transferred to St. Bernard's my sophomore year. And the football coach, you know, my freshman year, I just played basketball. I was chasing that. But, you know, I wasn't stretching out. I was getting wider. He was like, try it out. So I tried it out sophomore year, and me being athletic from basketball really helped me catch on to football quick, you know, being an athlete. Yeah. So I caught on, and I was still chasing basketball. But, you know, after junior year, I had all this offers from football, barely anything from basketball. So I that summer into my senior year, I took football serious. You know,
you had to go.
Summer basketball stuff, took it serious, got to college. I tried to play both. But I couldn't keep my grades up doing both of them my freshman year. So I had to stop. And then, you know, football just picked up. It just picked up.
Yeah.
I got a chance to make it. So it switched from NBA to NFL real quick.
Yeah. So that opportunity to make it is what kind of, you know what I'm saying, drew you to it. That's what's up. So look, man, I see you. I played with you. You know what I'm saying? My roommate in Kansas, AC, played with Big Dot in Tampa. I've been around Big Trent Williams, man, all these big dudes. Kahoot. You see all these old linemen Kahoot, bro. What do basketball put in y'all game, bro, to make y'all better offensive linemen?
Man, so basketball, you can't hide being an athlete. There ain't no hide. You can hide a little bit in football if you're an athlete. Yeah. Basketball, you can't hide that. And I feel like basketball opens up our athletic ability. It gets our footwork so good. Because in basketball, if you're going to be good in basketball, you got to have some good feet. And, you know, he's right. Sweet feet. You know, I always had good feet. So I feel like basketball is a totally different shape. It's a totally different movement. So for you to be explosive in basketball is really going to carry over to football. That's why I keep my sons in basketball now. Even though they want to play football, I keep them in basketball just because I think to how much it's going to help them in football when they get older.
They don't even know. See, I do the same thing. Look, My kids start off playing soccer and stuff. They don't even know why they're doing. They play baseball. I'm like, that's for ball skills, your feet work. They don't even know. I'm brainwashing y'all to be perfect little football players, right? They don't even know it, man. They don't even know what we got going. So look, you say you had a lot of offers, man. You had that stuff start coming in. How you leave Cali and go to Utah to play college ball?
Man, so Arizona came to my game week four of my high school senior year. And I balled out in that game, balled out. So they came to the house after. They offered me. So I'm like, Pac-10. Back then, Pac-10. I'm playing at home twice a year.
Shit, now Pac-10. Shit.
Yeah, but
it's still Pac-10 now.
You know, Arizona back then was known for the party school. So I'm like, boy, I'm in there. So I'm like, boy, I'm in it. So, you know, all throughout the year, I'm proud to be a Wildcat. I'm telling everybody I'm committed, this, that. They fired a coach at the end of the year. The new coach man want to do his own recruiting, trying to turn this thing around. You know, back then, there was no sign. You just verbal. So I had a couple of schools still around. Like, after that, that's still hollered at me. Utah was one. Utah State was one. They was on me. They was on me from the get-go. Like, coach kept checking in. I wanted to go to Oregon. They wanted to gray shirt me. I had to pay first semester of school. They put me on scholarship second semester. Man, my parents didn't get approved for no loan. You know, and so I ended up going to Utah State. I had some other schools too, but Utah State told me that I had a chance to be a 4-year starter.
Oh yeah.
All the other schools had some people in front of me, but they didn't even say, hey, we're gonna let you compete. They was like, nah, you gotta wait till this dude's done. I'm like, bro, how you give me
an exactly compete?
You know what I mean? They tell me I ain't gonna start the sophomore year junior, you know what I mean? Behind this guy. So Utah State was like, hey, we love you. We're gonna let you start 4 years. And I feel like if I played 4 years, I would get enough repetition. I would get acclimated enough to where by my senior year, I felt like I have enough plays and enough stuff in my back pocket to really be able to explode and go off on my
go to that next level.
Experience would get me there. I feel like 4 years of experience would really get me ready for the league. So that's why I picked Utah State. And it worked out cool. I was a 4-year starter. You know, but
exactly how you planned it.
Exactly. I wouldn't change it though.
It's crazy how you picked them schools, bro.
I wish we would have won more, but I wouldn't change it though, man. I learned a lot. Calm me down a lot. You know, coming from LA, being in that college, right, with hardly nothing to do, you know, kept me out of trouble, basically.
yeah, for real. That's it. So much shit coming to picking them schools, boy. You know what I'm saying? It's got to look at everything. It might be a good school for him, might not be a good school for you. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy probably, how we picked them schools.
You could probably count to this too. How many people you seen come to your school that was great and didn't make it because they fucked up in school or had bad attitudes, kept going back home, getting in trouble. I seen so many that was like, had so much talent, but just they couldn't get through that, you know, through that little.
Man, or the grades or whatever it is, man. So you go to Utah, you ball out Utah your senior year, you ain't give up a sack?
Nah, not my senior year, I ain't give up nothing. Until the damn.
So you ball, you six five and a half, you know what I'm saying? You 300, you looked the part, he could hoop, he got the feet. You know what I'm saying? He don't give up a sack his senior year. And it ain't like, you ain't in the Pac-10, but you at Utah State. You're in a nice little conference. You know what I'm saying? How Penn go undrafted? What's the reason Penn go undrafted?
Man, I went to the Hula Bowl All-Star game. Man, I'm telling you, I balled out that week. I had no meetings.
Right.
I had no meetings with teams or anything. I mean, I talk about I won every one-on-one. I'm out there in practice smacking fools like it's the game. So about the week, I started having meetings with teams and stuff. Everything going good. I'm ready for the game. My dog, first play of the game, they running right behind me. We gain like 12. Running back get tackled on the back of my leg. I tear my MCL. First Hula Bowl game. You know me, prideful, tough, knowing this is my only chance. I go to sideline. My shit swole like this. I go sideline and tape it up. I still try to play. I end up giving up 2 sacks. I'm on a bum leg in the game. So then I go back to school. Rehab. I go to the combine hurt. So all I can do at the combine is just a bench press. So when them new numbers come in after the combine, bro, I was in the top 10 at almost everything. I'm down to 15, down to 20, you know, because I'm new combine, I couldn't do nothing. So then we're getting ready for my pro day. I got like 3 teams coming to my pro day. So I'm like working my butt off. You know, I'm running a 4.9. Easy. You know, working my butt off. A week before my pro, you know, I'm still coming off the knee injury. A week before my pro day, I pull my hamstring. So I let the teams know, only one team show up. I mean, I still ran, even on a bum hamstring, I ran like the 10 and 20, you know, just showing my explosiveness. But I had a good pro day. I taped my pro day, which was good. I sent it out to all the teams. But yeah, man, I had so many teams calling me in them late rounds and stuff. Man, I was so hurt, bro. I was so hurt because I knew that's kind of what got me where I'm at though, because that chip on my back.
Hell yeah. You know, you can't never question how it happened, bro. It's gonna happen how it happened. You can't never question how it happened. So you go to Minnesota. Minnesota picked you. You go free agent, undrafted free agent to Minnesota. How long was you in Minnesota before you went to Tampa?
To week four. But Minnesota was like a great experience because I was in an all-lineman with a lot of vets. I had Matt Burke, I had Steve Hutchinson, I had Brian McKinney. So, you know, a lot from them guys. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I was
going them real linemen right there.
Yeah, I'm going against Kevin Williams, Pat Williams on the D-line. And they had a good defense then, so I learned a lot. But I knew Brian McKinney was in his prime. I wasn't trying to play no right tackle. I knew what the money was.
Right.
Brian McKinney was in his prime. I didn't want to be no backup. So when Tampa approached
exactly
week four, when Kenyatta Walker got hurt, they said they needed him on active. Minnesota was like, nah, we're going to bring you up on active. I was like, nah, y'all have 4 weeks to do that. You know what I mean? I said, I need a fresh start. So I went to Tampa. But, you know, Minnesota barely played me in the preseason. I ain't played the last preseason game.
Yeah, they want to keep you. That's how you know how they do when they want to keep you.
Bro, I was almost in the sideline.
You know, look, it ain't no secret. When you don't play, that's a good thing. They trying to hide you. They trying to keep you.
Yeah, I was almost in tears on the sideline. But, you know, all that worked out. And then when I got to Tampa, my first day of practice, I'm going to get Simeon Rice.
Right.
Me and him going at it.
And you pretty much got to Tampa, got on active, became the starter, and it was up from there, right?
Yeah, you know, that offseason after my rookie year, I fought my butt off. I won a swing tackle spot. That second year, week four, Carolina, third quarter, left tackle towards ACL. I started 170 straight after that.
170 straight, boy. That's all you need is that op. It's crazy.
Man, I was going to
get that op, man.
I was going to get
never look back. Can't give it back, man.
Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving Day by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win Thanksgiving Day. Three games coming up on Thanksgiving: Bears, Lions, Raiders, Cowboys, Bills, Saints. I hate the Cowboys with a passion, but they are looking good. So I would take the Cowboys personally if it were me. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Offers like this one are just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, and it's safe and secure. And when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Sign up with promo code JANJ to get in on the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code JANJ when you sign up. That's J&J. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer: must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
While you was at Tampa, Young Lee pull up, man. What you remember about Young Lee, man, pulling up the top?
I remember I was watching the draft show. And you remember you had the big old baggy big
yeah, boy. Big chrome, big chrome heart.
Yeah, my t-shirt on. And I was like,
you know what I'm saying? It's
I said, this dude, he gonna be good, because I could tell by the swag, by the way you carried yourself. I said, nigga ain't carrying himself like that, it's gonna be boo-boo. And then we had Ra. So I'm like, Ra getting a DB? Because I knew Ra. Ra was right. Like, oh, I said, Ra getting a DB in the first round? I said, he got to be legit, because Ra ain't going to waste nothing and go up to Gruden and put his name on the line for nobody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, we had some good times in Tampa, man. It's so many stories, man. So many good times. So many friends. It's that group, that little group from Tampa, man, we still solid, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, still solid, still talk to each other to this day, man. That's a good group. I'm glad I was a part of that group right there, man.
Yeah,
so look, people, you play for Groove in Tampa, then boom, you back though. You play for Groove in Oakland. Was Groove the same Groove, the same guy in Tampa early and late in Oakland?
Well, early in Tampa, you know, he was a little more feistier. You know, he was younger.
Yeah.
He was a little more feistier. He had a little more short temper. You know what I mean? I mean, he was cool, though. But, you know, Oakland, when he got back to Oakland, he was kind of more laid back, a little more you know, you really
that was the laid back Gruden. Okay.
Yeah, you really, really had to do some stuff to get him to set off and turn that red Chucky. You know what I mean? It wasn't as fast as young Gruden though. But his knowledge of football, I felt like it grew. That time off just helped him. I felt like, man, he came in and he was incorporating all the new stuff and still the old stuff that we had in Tampa. And everything was still working and vibing, you know? The way he fixed everything in, it was just like, man, you didn't miss a beat.
Right. It was him. He got to watch all of it.
One thing I want to say about Gruden, too, me and you know, man. Like Gruden, we know Gruden. We know who Gruden is. Gruden ain't no racist. We know who Gruden is. He made a mistake. You know, everybody got to get punished for his mistake. But, man, me and you know who Gruden is. You know, and I wanted to make sure people understand that. Yeah,
definitely. I came out, I said it myself, man. I know Gruden. Gruden, I know it's the one who just called me about a month ago, and you know what I'm saying, congratulate me on, you feel me? Gave me some advice for the media world, and you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my example was racist people don't do that. You know, you don't call no young black 35-year-old dude and try to help him in life. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, to get you a last year in Washington deal because they got lost Trent Williams. A dude that's
exactly
racist. You know what I mean? A dude that racist don't call you after you retire. He don't call and check on you and the family here and there throughout the years, even when he wasn't in from Tampa to Oakland. Gruden still call and check on me here and there.
Exactly. I came out, I said the same, you know, Lee gonna speak his mind. I said the same thing. Hey, I don't know about emails, the sexes, and I don't know about all that stuff. You feel me? I can't comment on all that stuff, but as far as him being a racist, bro, ain't no racist. I know that for sure.
And I'm about for that, and I'll stand tall on that.
All day long. So let's skip forward to the day, man. You know what I'm saying? This season, the AFC, bro. What you think about the AFC? It's to me, it's like the most even it ever been in since we've been playing football, man. What you think about the AFC?
Man, it is right now. It's up and down. Especially I was at the game on Sunday, man. The Raiders had the opportunity to really take a grasp and take over this. But like you said, it's so up and down. Patrick was like, I'm back in my bag. He said, don't count us out.
Who you like? Huh? Who you like to come out the AFC?
Man, you know who I like. Come on, guy. You know who I like.
Who? Oakland? I mean, Vegas?
Raiders. You already know who I like.
Oh, come on, man. That's your fan. That's the fan side of you.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? The fan side of you, but who the analyst side of you? Like, who you really like? You know what I'm saying? If you had to put the paper on it, man, who you think going to come out that AFC?
That's a tough one right there. It's so up and
down. It's hard.
Man, I'd be honest with you. I think Kansas City get on the road. Their offense is just that potent. They defense upping, but their offense is just that potent. You know, I really feel like they can get in a row, but I really think the NFC is going to take it. They got too much power over there. I think really going to take it. Like, it's too much over
there. Last week, I was thinking the Browns. I'm like, man, the Browns finna catch some fire. Then, boom, you see what they come do, right? This week, I'm going to say, man, them Patriots trying to look like a team. Watch, they're going to come out and get braced by Atlanta or something. Watch, it's crazy right now in that AFC, man.
This is a funny league right now. Everything, like, you don't know what's going to go up. And you see the Cardinals, man, I like the Cardinals, too. They got to stay healthy. I like what the Cardinals do at a D.
Right. Cardinals. They going to go as far as Kyler Murray and them ankles taking, you know what I'm saying?
They got to stay healthy.
Got to stay healthy, man. What about these tackles, man? What about these tackles? Who you like?
Man, Trent Williams playing though, some of the best ball on the scene in a minute, man. Trent. I got to get Trent that. I got to give it to Trent.
He got the crown. Trent got the crown right now?
All right now, man. It's hard not to give it to Trent, some of the stuff he's doing, man. The way he's moving in space, the way he's doing the pass rush. And then I got to – man, my OG, he came in my class, man. Whitworth, still doing it.
Oh, yeah, Big Whit. Big Whit still moving.
Still doing it.
Big Whit still productive, too. I just watched him last night and was just trying to check him out, check his movement. Still productive, baby.
They take great care of him. They take great care of him. So he.
Oh, yeah, you know I know how L.A. do. They going to take care of them vets, baby. Hey,
so, I mean,
hey, if Reggie and them don't do nothing else, they going to take care of them vets, baby, for sure.
Yeah, Whit, I mean, I got my hat's off to Whit, especially, you know, with him still doing what he's doing at this day and age.
Right. He doing something to make that body feel good.
And you know, I've done everybody too, man. You know, even though he came and took my spot, though, man, Cole Miller's having a fucking great year.
Cole.
I got to get my hat off to him, man. Cole having a great year, dog. It's silent, though. People don't – it's silent. You know, I watch a lot of Raider games, so I know. Because I do the post-game show and stuff. But Colton having a great little silent year right now, man. And you know, I didn't think he was gonna be as good as he was, but man, my hat's off to him. I told him that too, and I saw him, man. Keep it going.
That's what's up. So you hit on it right there, man. Tell us some of the stuff you got going now. Retirement, post football, man. What you got going?
Man, I'm trying to get into some commentating like you. You know, I'm doing all the opportunities I get. The Raiders been bringing me out, having me volunteer to do some of their post game and pregame shows. So I've been doing that. You know, Raiders got a great alumni thing. I've been out there doing a couple of golf tournaments, a couple of autograph signing. I got primary custody of my kids right now. So, man, they keep me busy all day. Football practice, basketball, tennis, you know, just football school pickup. So, besides that, you know, one thing I am enjoying, though, I ain't got that stress of that football. You know, knowing if you're going to you got to beat somebody out the next year, knowing if you got to, you know, that stress relief is big.
That's the part that they don't get accounted for in football. They think it's just how good you is, how hard you work. Man, the stress, maintaining and dealing with the stress in the offseason, what the season finna be like, then in the season, what's going to happen next year. It's the stress level, it don't get accounted for, man, and shit. That probably was the reason I retired. That probably was the main reason I retired. I was like, I'm just tired, bro. I need to just chill. You know what I'm saying? I need to just wake up and eat avocado toast, you know what I'm saying? Cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Don't worry about no weight. It's super stressful, bro. And I'm glad you brought that shit up, though. You know what I'm saying? It don't get accounted for. Not enough at all.
They don't understand that, too. Like, you got to make sure you got, you know, we're going to all season. They bring a young guy in every year trying to take your spot. So you got to make sure you're on top of your game all the time. All season, I can work out when I want to work out now. It ain't got to be that routine. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And stuff. And then the stress on Sunday. You know, I don't care who you are. You don't go in the game stressful until it gets started. Then it goes. Because, you know, you want to do good. You want to be great.
So exactly. You care so much.
Yeah, so it's like, man, people do not understand that stress. It's like a big, big weight lift off your shoulders once you're done with that.
Oh, yeah. Like crazy. Last question. Is the Sierra Canyon parking lot looking like Magic City parking lot still?
Man, I don't know what they're going to do when they get older. Man, that's
hey,
everybody going to be, I think Friday's going to be bring your parents' cars.
For real. That's what's up, man. Them babies still over there?
Nah, they not right now. I'm gonna get a big man back in for high school, so he get back with his boy.
Oh yeah. He gotta play them high school years there for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I ain't gonna hold you, baby. I appreciate it, man. We catching fades, Donald Penn.